It's time for the Louisiana Sports Update with Matthew Dunn.
It's Monday, November 14th, 2016, and welcome to the Louisiana Sports Update with Matthew Dunn, presented by Spurgeon Law Firm. In a wreck and in a jam, call Sam at Spurgeon Law Firm, 224-2222, or visit him at his brand new office at 5448 Provine Place in Alexandria. Well, the New Orleans Saints lost in retro Saints fashion yesterday by snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. After a brilliant and spectacular grab by all-pro receiver Brandon Cooks, Denver's Justin Simmons used a perfectly timed leap over the offensive line to block an extra point that would have given the Saints a late lead. Will Parks then ran it back 84 yards for a two-point conversion. Now, there was a long review on whether or not Parks may have stepped out of bounds during the return, but the call would stand and the Saints would be forced to attempt a late onside kick. That failed, and the Houdats' hot streak is snapped with a 25-23 loss to the Broncos. To college now, as LSU bounces back in a big way with a big win up at Fayetteville. Running back Darius Geis rushed for a career-high 252 yards, and Leonard Fournette added three touchdowns as the number 24-ranked LSU Tigers improved to 4-1 under interim coach Ed Ogeron with a 38-10 win over number 25 Arkansas. With the Tigers responding positively after an Alabama loss, the Coach O Sunshine Pumpers are back out in force heading into Florida week. Now, despite getting off to a slow start as the Panthers keyed on his every move, Lenard Tillery ran for a career-high 245 yards, 106 of which came on runs of 52 and 54 yards, as Southern rolls to a seventh straight victory with a 44-34 win over Prairie View A&M. And finally, Grambling is just starting to make it look easy as they shut out Alabama State 21-0. For Mix 93.9 and B102 Jams, I'm Matthew Dunn, and this has been the Louisiana Sports Update presented by Honey Break Lodge. For the biggest and best hunting or shooting experience in America, visit honeybreak.com.